You mentioned regorafenib. First of all, how often do you see or do your patients end up getting both sequentially, TAS-102 and then regorafenib?
I'd say increasingly rarely. And by that, I mean, I think that even though those both drugs are FDA approved, it's difficult to have a patient that is in sufficiently good condition that's going to get through both of those salvage drugs. So I'd say it's my experience, it's only about 10% of patients that I find that are, you know, where the toxicity profile and the benefit is in that situation worth doing.
What is your experience with regorafenib and how do you dose the drug?
So, you know, and regorafenib, we all know, is in many ways not an easy drug to dose, whether it's the patient population that we're tested it in or the drug itself has some toxicity, some of which are not grade 3 toxicities, but clearly affect quality of life. I start every patient personally at 120. So I do not start on the package label FDA-approved dosage of 160. I find that I maybe saw one patient who can handle 160, and if they did, I started them on 120 and then put them on 160. So 120 milligrams of regorafenib to me is where I start the majority of my patients. And some patients need to go down quickly to 80 milligrams. And a lot of patients can hang in there at 120 at least until we see if the drug is doing any clinical benefit.